World War One on the BBC.
In the house, the police found 22 coils of fuse, 7 bags filled with stones, a great number of flints, and a typewritten document relating to an improvised shrapnel grenade.
The 27th of June. The court hears evidence against a dangerous militant.
How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Her name is Nellie Hall, a member of the Women's Social and Political Union. Led by Emmeline Pankhurst and her daughter Christabel, it's campaigning with increasing violence for votes for women. Hall's voice is feeble. She's been on hunger strike for the past 5 weeks.
The charge against me is insignificant compared with the great charge the future generations will prefer against men who torture women or allow them to be tortured.
On the other side of Europe, in the Bosnian capital of Sarajevo, a young man of 19 is planning his own violent acts. Gavrilo Princep covers the grave of a revered Serbian nationalist with flowers. He's inspired by the dead man's words.
The Serb revolutionary must be an artist and a conspirator, must be a martyr and a plotter who will wage war for the unfortunate and downtrodden.
Princip and his fellow conspirators are enraged that Bosnia was annexed by Austria-Hungary 6 years ago. They're also offended that the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the Austrian throne, is in Bosnia for military maneuvers. Even worse, he's planning to visit Sarajevo tomorrow. The 28th of June is Serbia's great national day. That evening, the Archduke is holding a banquet at his hotel. A local Croat leader urges the visitors not to go to Sarajevo. But the Archduke's wife, Sophie, is unperturbed.
Everywhere we have gone here, we have been treated with so much friendliness, and by every last Serb, too.
The Archduke has hopes of finding a role for the South Slavs, whether Serb, Croat or Slovene, within his future empire. He has always opposed those in his government who want war with Serbia. He thinks that would destroy Austria-Hungary. The British Navy is on a visit to the German base at the Baltic port of Kiel. The Kaiser, who is a cousin of King George, is proud to be an admiral of the British fleet. But the mutual suspicions between the two nations are never far from the surface. The Daily Mail reports that one of the British party has been arrested for espionage.
The week that has just gone will remain memorable in the annals of London music.
The Manchester Guardian reports on the rich London musical season. The composers Debussy and Stravinsky are in town this week. Diaghilev's Les Ballets Russes are playing at Drury Lane. And tonight, Richard Strauss conducts his own music at the Queen's Hall. Edward Elgar is in a studio, conducting the first recording of his Pomp and Circumstance March.